When President Donald Trump took the stage during his Liberation Day address and signaled the sharp escalation in trade tensions, reviving the specter of broad tariffs and combative economic nationalism, global markets responded with panic. While investors have come to expect bold rhetoric from Trump, the speed and scope of the financial reaction were far beyond typical fluctuations. Within hours, U.S. stock markets witnessed a dramatic sell-off, the dollar weakened against major currencies, and, most strikingly, U.S. treasuries, long regarded as the ultimate safe haven, were dumped at an alarming pace. This time, markets didn't just wobble, they convulsed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by 3.5%, and the S&P 500 saw a 4.1% decline in a single trading session and have entered into bear market territory since then. Investors, instead of seeking refuge in U.S. government bonds as they traditionally do during times of uncertainty, began offloading treasuries in volumes that caused the yield on the 10-year note to spike to 4.85% recently, a level more typically associated with corporate bonds than sovereign debt. This unusual behavior signals a deeper shift in investor psychology. Historically, the U.S. dollar, Wall Street, and U.S. treasuries have served as the global trinity of capital preservation. However, the market's synchronized retreat from all three suggests waning confidence in American exceptionalism to provide ultimate financial and political stability. Even as the Trump administration scrambled to clarify its tariff timeline and dampen the market's reaction, the damage to investor sentiment was already done. The traditional hedging mechanisms broke down almost instantly, said Mohamed El-Aryan, chief economic advisor at Allianz. The fact that treasuries didn't act as a safe haven is a reflection of growing discomfort with policy unpredictability. If investors weren't buying U.S. bonds or dollars, where did they go? The answer lies in the sharp, almost desperate pivot to gold. Long considered a relic of a bygone monetary era, gold has made a striking comeback as the hedge of last resort. As of late April 2025, gold prices soared past $3,300 per ounce, a historic high, reflecting not only speculative activity but also deliberate, long-term positioning by sovereign buyers, institutions, and high-net-worth individuals. Unlike past gold rallies that were driven by seasonal or festive-driven demand from countries like India, this surge has distinctly geopolitical undertones. Central banks and sovereign funds are leading the charge, not just buying gold futures or ETFs, but accumulating physical gold reserves, and they want to keep it within their own borders. Germany offers a compelling case study. With the world's second largest official gold reserves at 3,350 tons, Germany has taken concrete steps to physically repatriate its bullion.